Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from, I'm still reading from my tarot deck. And I have the Moon card. The Moon card beckons you inwards and asks you to explore your internal shadows. Shadow work is the act of making a conscious effort to explore your fears and repressed emotions. It's through performing this work that you become whole. The Moon card is a reminder to honour all facets of yourself. Be cautious and curious of new people or influences that come into your life and take time to get clear on their motives. It will be important for you to connect within before making any decisions. This card may also be calling you to connect with the energy of the Moon. The Moon has long been associated with the divine feminine intuition, cycles and passage of time. Deep inner work requires a certain passive and softness associated with femininity. Be gentle with yourself as you embark on any shadow work. The reversed moon signifies possible unveiling of confusion that may be on the horizon. Disorientating situations will begin to make more sense or clear up. People around you may even open up about situations that have once escaped you. Another aspect of the reverse moon could indicate that fear, anxiety or confusion has taken hold of you. The reverse moon calls you to reveal any stuck emotions that might become habit energy in your inner world. Lastly, if you've neglected your intuitive gifts, the reverse moon may be asking you to explore them. All very true. The moon is full of life and energy. It also ask you to look at your dark side, because the moon lives in a lot of darkness anyway. And when we fear our own dark sides, we're actually just fearing ourselves. And when we fear ourselves, we become stuck because we don't want to do things, because we feel frozen or incapable, because our negative side falls upon us and says, don't do that, you can't do that, you're not capable of doing that. And these are fears which we've sort of instilled in ourselves, either through the thoughts or words of others, or circumstances that have almost nothing to do with us. We do get involved with other people's lives and their circumstances. So, for example, if you read something bad on the news, that ruins your day. It may be bad for the people that are experiencing it, but does it actually have anything to do with you? Is it your immediate problem? Is it your life? It's somebody else's life that you've now taken on board. It's a bit harsh to say that. I'm not saying don't care about people, but sometimes when we get so involved with what other people are doing, we sometimes create these fears in ourselves. For example, if somebody is doing very well in life and you see it on social media, you're just like, oh, I could never do that. And automatically you've created this self-doubt that you have the inability to do something that somebody else has done. Not always true, but obviously you can't be them, you can only be yourself. But it doesn't necessarily mean you can't create your own version, your own personal version of whatever it is. Right, you also have the ability to be happy, but if you dwell on the negative aspects of I can't or somebody else's life is worse, then you're not giving yourself that your own personal chance to breathe, and you may be taking that energy onto yourself and living a life of circumstance of fear, which really has not a huge amount to do with you. So if you do decide to do any shadow work, ask how many things actually really require your love and attention, and could that energy be used in your own personal self? Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.